Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are seeing shares of Qualcomm falling in the session, down about 3.5%, despite the chipmaker posting record high quarterly revenue and earnings per share. It also beat out revenue expectations by over $2 billion. For more on the quarter and the stock move, let's bring in Brett Simpson. He's with Arete Research, partner and co-founder. Brett, talk me through this price action. We're talking about record revenue, and yet here we are talking about a 3.5% decline.
Yeah, I think this was a good quarter for Qualcomm, and they obviously beat numbers, but I think the guide was also reassuring because it's usual for a business, Qualcomm, to show sequential growth in their chip business in March, and they've done that in spades. And also, I think, get some strong signal about how the rest of the year plays out. That is leading to higher consensus numbers on the back of this print. So difficult to see faults in numbers. You can see the stock traded a little bit after us as well. And I think that perhaps because we've seen costs rising a little bit more. But a whole, I think EPS growth is just going to be well above plan and good news.
Brett, it sounds like some of your audio got cut out there, but I wonder if you think this decline that we're seeing is part of the broader sell-off, whether this is justified given the numbers. Talk me through your thoughts.
Yeah, I think we've seen a broad sell-off in tech, and I think it didn't help with the move in Meta yesterday as well. I think there's generally some concern building about some of the names in tech that are performing well right now. But I think the fundamentals around Qualcomm's business and 5G as a theme is going to be around for at least the next couple of years is a strong growth driver. And so any business, I think, that has that type of visibility should be getting rewarded in this type of environment. So I get the sentiment is concerning right now for investors, but I think this is a business that should perform very well fundamentally over the next couple of years. And I think even beyond 2023, there's some good opportunities in adjacent markets. So this is a business I think that has got good solid fundamentals over the next few years.
Brett, it's Brian here. I want to ask about the prevailing story for the industry at large, which, of course, is the supply chain issues. We were talking about this with AMD yesterday, but what did you hear from the management yesterday with regards to supply? I did hear that Cristiano Amon, the CEO, was saying that they did see some supply improvements. Do you think that's going to remain the story through this year?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brian. I think, supply has been a real bottleneck in semiconductor companies for the last three or four quarters. And I think Qualcomm is still having some supply challenges, and they've said that over the course of the next two or three quarters, it's still going to be quite tight. What we see is leading edge is definitely going to be challenging over the course of this year. I think if you look at the December quarter and the guide, you can see the adjacent businesses certainly suffered from some supply issues. Wi-Fi business, for example, saw some challenges in the December quarter. But I think as we get through the next two or three quarters, supply will start to come online. I think Qualcomm certainly has done a good job bringing on supply this last 3 to 6 months, and there's more coming. So, I think by the time we get to the second half of this year, supply demand should be more or less in balance, I think, yeah.